Sky Journal. It's July 29, 2022. I'm here with another entry, so I can tell you one good thing that happened to me today. So here is my daily log in an effort to see the good in my life and put out some good vibes along the way. Today was a whirlwind of a day, but there were some good things happening, so there's a little bit of extra, not just one thing today. So at first there was seemingly nothing going on, and then bam, one large, time-sensitive, urgent item. And then the urgent part of that item was over after, you know, dealing with it, and the day sort of slowed down. I just finished wrapping up the job until it was time to go home, and that was a good way to end the day, especially on a Friday. And in the middle of the day, the staff were asked to contribute to a mural in preparation for a little mini ceremony to open up a renovated section of the hospital. We were asked to stamp our handprint on the drywall, I think, that is currently covering up that construction site. So my coworker and I stamped our hands on two sections, next to each other, of course, for the cuteness, and then I stamped my hand on a plate. It's like a little styrofoam plate, one of those like mass-produced ones that you can probably find at like Dollar Tree or something, like the standard size. So this is not really me holding anything, you know, like the running joke, but I think the plate gives a good scale of the size of my hand. So I took a picture because I thought it was funny, and I did feel like I was in grade school for a bit, so that was cute. I was still able to go eat lunch, thankfully, and my coworker brought me back some cool souvenirs. She had gone to Hawaii for a few weeks back, actually, but I haven't been able to interact with her much when she got back to the States, mainland States, due to a recent COVID scare I had. Her husband is immunocompromised, so I'm definitely not taking any chances with that. So I finally got to see her today, and she gave me some snack goodies on top of another souvenir. She had already given me my request of a postcard mailed from Hawaii. I actually started wanting postcards after my cross-country road trip. Update post for that is in progress, where my friend and I just really went ham on postcards. The special part of the postcard is the post office stamp on the top right, like right on top of the actual like stamp, and it tells you when and where it was mailed. So it's like vicarious nostalgia. But I told her she didn't actually have to mail it to me if it was inconvenient. Like, you'd have to specifically go out of your way sometimes to find a post office. So it really was a touching surprise to receive it, even though I told her I wanted one. Today she gave me some Hawaiian macadamia nuts and something from Hawaii Costco. She gave me instant / microwavable boba that you can't find at the Costco's here. So that was really nice and considerate of her. And then we got regular boba afterward. I mean, we joked that the instant boba was for emergencies. And I think lastly, I had to pick up some antibiotics from our neighboring outpatient pharmacy, and it was actually a really pleasant experience. I got a text when my prescription was ready, and then when I picked it up after work, I was in and out so fast. The owners run the whole show, and they were so friendly and personable. They really took the time to explain and make sure I knew everything, that I didn't have any questions or like allergic reactions or anything like that. So it was really nice. Shout out to APS Pharmacy. Not sponsored. I just really like the owners. They're really nice to me, that's why. I wave to them when I go home. So, like, you know, we kind of have, like, a rapport going. But I think, like, even without the rapport, they're really nice people. Yeah, so this was a bit rambly. I'm so sorry, but, you know, that was my day, and those were the good things that happened to me today. Like, it was kind of stressful, but on the whole, it was pretty cool. All right, talk to you next time.